I want to apologize to everyone for the lateness of the hour. I would also rather go home. Okay. It's rare that he comes up and tells a speaker to speak long enough. I would like to thank those that are recording my words here tonight, TCN and the Anit Tfilah Foundation, who are sending tonight's drasha to other cities, anybody willing to listen. Because of that, the drasha has to last for a certain amount of time. Anybody who wants to leave, please tiptoe out so it doesn't make a lot of noise. I understand. What I'd like to do tonight, as I've done in previous years here in Lakewood, is talk about a few pieces of the Machzor, a few pieces of the davening, maybe to have a little bit of a Havana in it, and let it stand out, perhaps, in our davening. Let it stand out, its meaning, and its shaychus, its connection to the Yemei HaDin. We say Aleinu L'Shabeach in the middle of davening on Yamim Neiroah and on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Whatever the Hoicha meaning of Aleinu L'Shabeach is, we know that it belongs at the end of davening. All year long we say it when we finish davening, not in the middle of davening. And here punkt, it's in the middle of the Musaf Shemini Esrei. We say Aleinu L'Shabeach. So we need to have a little insight into the idea of Aleinu L'Shabeach, what it means. And then we can understand why it's so central to the Musaf of the Yamim Neiroah. We also have a minhag to say Aleinu L'Shabeach at the end of a Bris Milah. Initially I thought it's just because the bris is usually in the middle of davening, so you say Aleinu afterwards. But it says to say Aleinu L'Shabeach after a bris milah, even if it's not after a davening. So this gives us a little bit of a clue, perhaps, into understanding what Aleinu L'Shabeach is about. As many of you know, Aleinu was written by Yeshua. Also something unusual that a Nach personality should write something which is a central part of the Tefillah. Tehillim is most of our davening. The fact that Yeshua wrote it also must give us something of an understanding or a clue into what Aleinu is. The davening of Yom Neiroim is patterned after Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillahs, after the Chet HaEgel. After the Chet HaEgel, after the Chet HaMeraglim. Hashem, Hashem, the Yud Gimel Midas that we mentioned are, of course, central to Moshe Rabbeinu's Bakoshes. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisatif Kishliach Tzibur, and taught Moshe Rabbeinu that this is a way to ask for Kapara. In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu says something else. He's installed to the Bayre Yailam, and a tefillah that the Gemara in Brachas mentions as one of the Ikrei tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu. He davens in the Flinu Aniva Amcha Mikol Ha'am Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama. Moshe Rabbeinu has a bakasha of a Niflinu Aniva Amcha Pashupshat. Let I, Ani, Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'amcha and Klal Yisrael, let us stand out among all the nations of the world. Very, very strange. Moshe Rabbeinu Onav Mikol Adam. He davens in the Flinu Ani Va'amcha and let me stand out and Klal Yisrael stand out from all the nations. The Chassam Sefer has a beautiful hezber in this tefillah which connects back to Aleinu L'Shabeach. The Chassam Sefer is printed in the Hagdamah to Tshuvas Chassam Sefer in Yerideya. None of the Chassam Sefer's Sfarim were printed in his lifetime. They were all printed afterwards, and they took what they call the Kuntres Pituchei Chaisam, an extraordinary Kuntres from the Chassam Sefer, and they inserted it as a Hakdama to the Tshuvas in Yerideya, which presumably were printed first. And there he says the following pshat. He says, really, the Rabbeinu Shalom created a world in which any descendant of Adam HaRishon could be Makir the Bayrei Yailam, could have a Hakara of the Bria, and could create a Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom didn't create a Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom created an Adam HaRishon, and the world waited until Avraham Avinu came along, the Kibbol Schar Kulam, and Avraham Avinu was Maki Bairai, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they created a Chud HaMeshulash, and from that came Klal Yisrael. Zotach Sam Sefer Be'esem, it could happen in any future generation that some human being, some continent on the world, would be Maki Bairai. And if he would be Zaycha to create a Chut HaMeshulash, have a son and a grandson, it could be Vaita Klal Yisrael. Vereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Vereishis. Nobody was named Yisrael. If it was a Chut HaMeshulash of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the name Yisrael was given. Zotach Sam Seifa, he's a Meridik, he says, really, anybody could come and create Vaita Klal Yisrael. Until the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been Sefridin with it. After the Chet HaEgel, there was the Arida and the Darga of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevakish from the Bayre Yoylam. Not because we're so great, but because we had a Arida. V'niflinu ani v'amcha mikol ha'am asher al pnei ha'adama. Moshe Rabbeinu's bakasha was that it shouldn't happen there should be another nation. That the only derech to being Am Hashem should dafka be through Klal Yisrael. A guy who wants to be Makir Bairai should have to be a ger to become part of Klal Yisrael. Even a guy who wants to be a ger Taishav has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs in front of the Bezin of Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevakesh. V'niflinu aniva amcha, we're in a lower darga. For Klal Yisrael to be Matzliach, Klal Yisrael has to be Makir. The Amanivchar of Klal Yisrael, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, the special relationship of Klal Yisrael with the Bayri Yayla, and there'll be another Ummah, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it'll be a Sakana. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mispalel that Klal Yisrael should be Zeicher, that we, Lidayri, should be Zeicher to be Makir. The uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, that's an Emsai in successfully being Eiger Hashem. So it's not a kash of Niflinu Ani. Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam. He was saying, Fakert, that because of the Yerida and Darga, we need to be Niflinu, we need to stand out, to be unique, to be successful, Oidei Hashem. The Tfilah of Aleinu is a Tfilah that Klal Yisrael should be Makir, its uniqueness. It's a tefillah that comes from the tefillah of Niflinu Aniva Amcha. It's a tefillah that every individual yid, every one of us, should be zeicher to appreciate the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, the special role of Klal Yisrael, the fact that Klal Yisrael stands out from the Ummah Sa'ilam. And that idea, that the Niflinu, was written by Yeshua. Why Yeshua? Why Yeshua? Because in the Midbar, Yidden didn't see Goyim. Yidden didn't mix with Goyim. In the Midbar, Klal Yisrael was by itself, I'm by itself. Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. They started to see Goyim, mix with Goyim. Yeshua wrote, Aleinu L'Shabeach. That when we go out among the Goyim, the Ummah Sa'ilam, we should be Makir. We should remind ourselves, Shalayasanu Kigaye Aratzais, Vlaisamanu Kirishbechais Adama. This idea should be something that we're reminded of on a regular basis. Why is it at the end of davening? Because the Yid gets up in the morning. He's in the Beis Medrash, he's in the Beis Knesses, he davens, he learns, he's among Yidden. He's like Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, he's among Yidden. He's getting ready to leave the Beis HaMedrash to go out into the world among the Ummah Sa'ilam. At that moment is the time of Yeshua's Tefillah. Shalayasanu kegaya ratzais, that we're different. A Yid goes out, he has to be makir, he has to understand that we're different. The Avoida of a Yid is to appreciate that. And that's why it's at the end of davening. That's why it's at Bris Milah. Bris Milah is the ice in the guf of a Yid that makes the guf of a Yid different than the guf of the Ummah Sa'ilam. So a bris milah ends with Oleinu l'shabeach l'adayin ha'kayel. It's a hakara. Shalayasanu k'gayi ha'ratzais. This idea, this concept of hakara, is as important as ever today. When someone lived among the Pailasha Shikurim, it wasn't hard to say Shalayasanu k'gayi ha'ratzais. Today, Yungalite, who are zeiche to be in the protection of the yeshiva, and find that for one reason or another they have to go out into the world, they find a glitzy world, a fancy world, a world that highlights success or supposed success. The hollowness of the family life of the goyim you don't see when you go into these fancy offices. The reminder of Shalayasanu k'gayei ha'ratzais is something we need. What's special in this year in Tavshin Ayin Beis? What special should we think about on these days? Yamim Nairoim. The G'dayla Yisrael are telling us to beware of the technological advances of the world. The technology which is becoming slowly part of our lives, it's probably as irreversible as the telephone was when it started. There's a danger. We become wowed by what's going on around us. It's incredible. You can go online, you could order things, you could shop for things. It's very handy. The hakara of Shalayasanu k'gayei ha'ratzais, this hakara, this acknowledgement, this emes, is something that we need more than ever to be reminded, especially those who travel among the nations of the world, among non-Jews who are cultured, who are fine, and above all, who amaze us with their ability and technology. It's incredible what has been accomplished. It's a world of danger. It's a world of sakana. And this hakara is something we need. I have a friend who I originally got to know in Ar Sameach. He's a Yid. He was Megayer. Although he has a Messiah in his family that they come from Aranos in Spain. But they were not Becheskes Yehudis. He was the guy or Mesafik. He's a man who doesn't look Jewish. He has dark skin and features that are not typical Jewish features. So he got a perfect job for someone in his position. He learned in Ar Sameach. He got smicha there. He got a job as a meshkiach for one of the national kashrus organizations. And he travels to countries where Jews are afraid to travel. Some Muslim countries, he goes to Indonesia. And he goes to these places, he doesn't look Jewish. And he's able to go and do what he has to do. Of course, when he comes to the plant, they know he's Jewish. But when he goes in the streets, when he goes in the airports. So he told me something incredible. He said he was in the airport in Indonesia, a Muslim country. Not friendly to Jews by any stretch of the imagination. And he was sitting at the airport waiting for an airplane. You know what it's like. And there were a bunch of teenagers there. And he said one of them came over to him and said, "You sure you're not Jewish?" So he didn't know why anybody would think he's Jewish. So this fellow told him, "You sit on the side with a book quietly. Don't mix with anybody. You look like a Jew." We're different. We're different. Just the way we sit in an airport. Imagine. Imagine that. How he extricated himself from that problem. He didn't deny being Jewish. He just told the fellow, "Do I look like I'm Jewish?" A Yid is different. the hakara in today's world is important. And especially as we come to these days, the ability to separate oneself from the world around us. To be able to feel der haibin, when really the gaiisha world around us could do amazing things with a computer, with a phone. We have to have hakara. When Klal Yisrael went to Golus after the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Klal Yisrael started to mix with Goyim. There was assimilation. You learn Sefer Ezra, you see. There was intermarriage. What did Chazal do? They made Gezeris. They made Harchokis. Bishul Akum. Afias Akum. Yayin Akum. Daniel was Mesakin. Yayin Stam Yainam. They made Gezeris and Harchokis. The danger of mixing with the culture of the society in which we live requires Harchokis. It comes these days, each of you, you know yourselves. I know that many of us feel the sakana of the internet, not only because of the znus, but because of the bittelsman. Incredible bittelsman, how it's meishach one minute after another minute. You look at this, you click on that, you look at everything, it takes a minute. But all the minutes add up. We need to make siyagim in our chakas. At the very least, those who need to use technology for the practical aspects of their lives, which is understandable, should at least understand not to use it for the social entertainment aspects of the internet, to the degree that it pulls a person away from Avodas Hashem. It throws schmutz at a person. When Gedolei Yisrael tell us that there's a danger, it's because they know. Because Rabbanim today have families, couples who come, and it's been discovered, it's been revealed that the internet is being used improperly. And what I always hear, usually from the wife, is that, wow, I heard Gedolei talking about how dangerous the internet is. I thought they didn't know what they're talking about. I didn't know what was going on. That means that every single one of these people, until it happens to them, thinks that, you know, the rabbis are cavemen. But it's happening. It needs a harchaka. And that comes to mind with the Oleinu L'Shaveach Tefillah, the ability to separate oneself, to feel separate, to feel a nation above, to feel his karvus to the Bayrei Yailu. And that idea is the idea which comes to mind with the appreciation of Aleinu L'Shaveach. Who was Mesakin to say Aleinu at the end of davening? Yeshua wrote Aleinu. He didn't stick it at the davening. The Siddur writes that Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai was Mesakin saying Aleinu after every davening. Who was Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai? You remember Sefer Rosh Hashanah, you know. He made the takonis after the Churban. The takanis that were made after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara counts in the fourth Perek, 9 takanis, Yisoidiyos, most of them were made by Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Gemara said he was Mesakin that they should blow Shofar in Yavna. Chachmei Yisrael started up with him. He said, Niska Lamocha Nodin, let's blow and tomorrow will be done. There was no Beis Hamikdash, so let's do it in the Bezdin. And they came the next day, he said, Kfar Nishma Shofar, we blew already, now you're going to be done? With Mesiras Nefesh, he made new takonis. And one of his takonis was to say, Aleinu L'Shaveach, after the Churban, Yidden went among Goyim. Aleinu is Shaloh Yasanu Kagoyei HaRatzais. A Hakara, that Yidden are different, Shehei Mishtachavim Lehevel V'Lorik. Even today, the Mishtachavim, the atheists too, are Mishtachavim Lehevel V'Lorik. We have to remind ourselves. One year, my Kabbalah during Yom Neiroim was to be careful to say Aleinu at the end of davening every day. At the end of davening, it's a rush. People are waiting to talk to you. So I try every davening to say Aleinu. You know, it's very hard to say the whole Aleinu in the time the Chazan goes from Aleinu to Lushmei Echad. There seems to be a small time warp around the Amid in every shul. Certain parts of davening is absolutely impassable. Do you ever try saying all the words of Baruch Hashem Lailam Amein V'Amein Yifter Shem Ma Yisrael Ad? It's not shayich to say all the words. I don't know, maybe Likud is different. Likud is different, I don't know. Maybe Likud is different. But I don't know, it's like there's a cross. Minigar Yisrael is not to say it. Minigar Yisrael is to say it, so they say half the words. You know, it's like in between. Certain parts of davening, there's such a... But Aleinu is a tefillah that needs his chaskus. The more the non-Jewish world has a culture, the more the non-Jewish world is fine, has a feinkeit, the more they have manners, the more we need to understand the significance of the Tzlinu Aniva Amcha Mikolo Amash Al Tnei Hadam. This is one part of davening which, if we appreciate it, would help us in our Aveda to the Amin Meiran. Let me move on to a second part of the davening in the Slichas. And this I first came to Hakara, an appreciation, very recently, based on Rav Schwab's Sefer, extraordinary Sefer on the Torah. You know that the Yud Gimel Midis, the Hashem Hashem Kerachem V'Chanun, are a central part of Slichais, of Yom Kippur, of Ne'ilah, although of course not of Rosh Hashanah. And every time we say Hashem Hashem Kerachem V'Chanun beforehand, we say Vayered Hashem Ba'anan. Either V'yisyati Yidim Hashem V'yikra B'Shem Hashem, or V'yavar Hashem Apana V'yikra. Before we say Hashem Hashem, we mention an expression of Vayered Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of coming down. V'yisyati Yidim Hashem, the Baruch Hu coming. Or V'yavar Hashem Apanav, Hashem came by in front, Apanav, in front of him, V'yikra. What is the significance of this Vayeirid Hashem? The meaning in Klal Yisrael is to make a big fuss out of it. The Elam stops, the Chazan says, the Elam says Vayeirid Hashem upon Avayikra, the Chazan says Vayeirid Hashem upon Avayikra, and then we say the Yud Gimel Midas, the Shemus of Hashem. So Rav Schwab has a beautiful Yisaid. It's three places in his Sefer on Chumash. The first is at the Sneh, the third parak of Shmais. Another place is in the Meraglim, probably the other place is in Kisisa. Rav Schwab makes a very yisaidistic point. He says, we find occasionally in Chumash, in Navi, even the Gemara explains, that there were those who argued with the Bairi Ayla. Now, argued logically, they gave logical Avraham Avinu, argues half tispet tzaddik in Russia, Rabbeinu Shalom, Chalil Lacha, could you do something like this? Kilu, Rabbeinu Shalom, it sounds when you read it like Kadi Yachol, Rabbeinu Shalom didn't think of it. So Avraham Avinu is pointing something out. Or Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Yemru Mitzrayim, Bibilti Yecheves Hashem. What does it mean you argue a logical argument with Hashem? You say to the Bari Yalom, please, I beg you. Makes sense. You say to the Bari Yalom, I have a logical argument to present to you. You know the Mitzvah are going to say, Mibilti Yecheves Hashem, the Bari Yalom can't do it. What are you machadish to the Bari Yalom? Well, Chana says to Rabbi Nishalaylam, Dadim halalo shenasata li lama, lahanik ha-ben, tenli ben, vanikur. What does it mean? The Rabbi Shalom didn't think of the Taina? What's the expression of logical argument with a Bairi Yaylam? The Bairi Yaylam is... who can argue with the Bairi Yaylam? Who can present thoughts to the Bairi Yaylam that don't exist previously? So Schwab says, and as we're going to see, it's you say this thing in other places as well, that whenever we find in the Chumash or a Navi an expression of Ayered Hashem Ba'anan, it means that the Bari Olam chose a Hanhaga to be Noyig in a manner which works Kafi Chachmas B'nei Adam. Vayered Hashem, Kaviyachla, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem, to come down and to say to human beings, now I'm going to behave kafi havonas b'nei Adam, kafi hasogas b'nei Adam. The void of this world is to have some type of hasoga of a bayre yaylam. We don't have a true hasoga, but some type of understanding. When it says Vayered Hashem, it means that kaviyachol the Rabbi Yisrael is coming down ledargas b'nei Adam, ledarga hasoga, hasogas b'nei Adam, and avlekulam. The biggest is Matan Torah. We know the Bar Yalom gave us the ability to paskin halachas. It's given over to whatever is paskin down here. That's what happens. Sukkot of Schwab. From where does that come? That comes from Vayered Hashem. What is the Vayered? Bar Yalom went from upstairs to downstairs. The Vayered is a purposeful Yerida in Kaviyachol, and the Rebbeinu Shalom's Anhaga was B'nai Adam, to come down to Anhaga that people, human beings, are able to understand. Able to understand, have a mashu of understanding. And at that Darga, it is possible to Taina Zechais, with the Rebbeinu Shalom, to Taina Zechais, Taina of logic, Taina of Svara. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants that a person should speak to him. A person should be makir him. A person should see him. The first time we find someone arguing kaviyachol with the Bar Yalom is Avraham Avinu by Sidaim. And the pasuk there says, Eir dono ve'ere hakitzakosa haba'ala. We find there, for the first time, such an expression of the Rebbeinu Shalom coming down. Vayered Hashem. And so too we find in all the places that we find someone who taina zechais kaviyachol with the Bar Yalom, such an expression, such a vart, such an idea of Vayered Hashem. Now first of all, this sits beautifully if you look at the Targum of Vayered. In these places, the Targum is V'iskali. Because Baruch Hu Kaviyachol revealed himself. He revealed himself. The Baruch Shalom is a Nistar Shein, Nistar Kamayu. We have no Hasaga of Mitzuyusai. Vayered is a Giloy. It doesn't mean Vayered, he moved from up to down. But it means a certain level of Giloy. But this answers more difficult kashas. We find in Kisisa that Moshe Rabbeinu asked to see the Pnei Hashem. And Rabbi Shalom said, Lo yireini Adam v'chai. V'ri'isa sachayrai upanai lo yiro. It's not possible for a human being to see Pnei Hashem, whatever those words, I don't even know what the words mean. Not possible. V'ri'isa sachayrai upanai lo yiro. And the Rosh says, not possible. Vayereni Adam v'chai. Okay. Now, what do you do with the psukim that say that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke kaviyachol to the Bariyayu and ponim el ponim? Kedaber ishal reyayu? What do you do with the ponim el ponim that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayavar Hashem al ponov. What do you do with the Vayavar Hashem al ponov? What do you mean al ponov? There was some hakara. So Vaita, we understand that there are two ways the Rabbeinu Shalom reveals himself. Chadish Baruch Hu is Nistar, Nikol Nistar. He's the Seser. There's no Seser like the Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't understand Hanagaisav. We can barely scratch the surface of understanding how the Bar Yalom runs the world. And yet, there's another Darga. There's a darga of the Rabbeinu Shalom coming down and giving opportunity to a human being, Zechaisetainen, to talk kaviyachol to the Bar Yalom. Perhaps it gives us a better understanding of the pasuk Mika Hashem Elokeinu Hamadbi Lashaves Hamashpili Lirais Beshemayim Uvaretz. The Bar Yalom has two revelations, two mitzvahs in kaviyachol, Hamadbi Lashaves and Hamashpili Lirais. Rav Schwab says that the Yud Gimel Midas, calling the Rabbeinu Shalom by 13 names, what is that? You call someone by his name if you see him, if you understand him, if you know who he is. The names of the Bairi Yailam Amidaisav. The calling out of the Shemes Hashem is a Hakara of Rabbeinu Shalom in front of us. A Rabbeinu Shalom coming down so that we can have our Saga Kaviyachal of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why we say Vayered Hashem Ba'onam Yisyat Evi Mashem Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. There's a Vayered. The Vayered is this Sanhog of the Bairi Yailam. Coming down to a point, a Darga, where a person can have an appreciation of Mitzvus HaYisbarach. And so by Slichis, when we say the Yered Hashem Ba'anon, it's not just the Bakasha. It's a Hakara that the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol comes down to our Darga of Hasagis, whatever Mashahu the Rabbeinu Shalom allows us, and he's there. A Hakara. Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to speak all the time about recognizing the Bairi Olam. He used to say, you walk in the street, talk to God a little bit. He comes down. He comes down to our level. Today we're learning Bava Kama, the yeshiva. We're up to Dav Gimel, don't tell anybody. Still El. The Gemara has a case of Tinfa Peiraisav. The Gemara says that when an animal relieves itself, it's a Hanoah. I was reminded of Rabbi Avigdor Miller. I don't know this person. He must ask Rishus to do it. It must have been, otherwise, it would be very embarrassing. I never had the schlis to attend a shiurim, but I heard his tapes. And in the middle of the shiur, he talks about the chesed of the Bairi Olam that a person can relieve himself. Only he could speak this way. I would never say it. But he said, look at him. He points to one person there. So you know what happened to him one day? He had a stone. And he couldn't. He wasn't able to. He says, tell them how painful it is. So what does Rabbi Miller say? He says, when you go, I want you to stand there and say, ah, thank you, Rabbi Mishalayim. Thank you. A hakara to talk to the Bairi Olam everywhere. Once someone told me that some 30, 35 years ago, there was a Yid in Williamsburg, an Askin, who got a terrible basura from his doctor and was given a very poor prognosis. He ran around to all the Rebbes to get a bracha. He went to the Satmar Rebbe, the Bava Rebbe, the Pupa Rebbe, and all the Rebbes to get brachas. And what do you know? Baruch Hashem, after a number of months, he was healed. He was better. It was a mysis. Especially that was the time that people weren't healed from these diseases often. It was a mysis. He was a very public person. So the Hasidim of each Rebbe claimed it was their Rebbe's bracha that did it. So this Yid went into the Satmar Rebbe to thank him, give him a good basura, and he told, you know, all the Bab of the Hasidim said it was the Bab of his Rebbe's bracha that did it, and this Rebbe, his Rebbe, and this Rebbe. So the Satmar Rebbe told him, you know who will win? The one with the most chassidim. Whoever has the most chassidim saying that it's their Rebbe's bracha, he'll win. But I'll tell you the emes. Who pulled off this mysis? He told them, really, it was the Rabbeinu Shalom. Abba Hadveinik chassidim. He doesn't have enough chassidim. He's never going to get credit for it. The idea of the Ve'yered Hashem is a hakara. On whatever level we understand the Bairi Olam, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is interested in us. A difficult thing to do. You stand among people, the Bairi Shalom has an interest in me individually. The Bairi Olam has an interest in each person. Rav Tzadik writes in Sikhas HaTzadik, Chayev Adam Lahamin, a person has to have an emuna, Shiyesh LeBairi Olam Shaychus Etzloi, that the Rabbeinu Shalom has a Shaychus to him individually. That the Rav Tzadik explains it technically, the chiyuv emuna in Hashem. Since every human being has the chelak alakami mal in his neshama, the Rav Tzadik, part of emuna is to believe in the chelak alakus that's in every person. So you have to believe in the chelak alakus that it's meaningful. believe it's meaningful, you have to believe the Bari Olam has a connection to you as a person. It can be many people. Just like if a father goes to a graduation and he sees 200 graduates, his eyes zero in on his child. He doesn't notice the rest of them. He watches his child. And he has twins. And there are two sons there. So he sees two. You can't see the other one because of the first one. The Bari Olam Kaviyachol is big enough to see all 200. Or all, whatever the number is. And the Vayerid Hashem Ba'anon, hopefully we could use for this Nekuda HaKara. The Bari Olam comes to us. What do? What's the Avayda? Hisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach Tzibur. The fight of Vayerid, he came down to Shliach Tzibur. And in that Darga, in that Nekuda, that Tamashvili Lirais, we have a Shaykhis to the Bari Olam. We talk to the Bari Olam by his names, Kaviyachol. This is an akuda in the davening of the days that are coming that you could try to appreciate at least Vayir Hashem Ba'anan, we say slowly in Slichus. The appreciation of the Vayir Hashem, the Iskali Hashem, the Panim El Panim, that idea, and that's the second akuda that I tell you, I hope myself, to be able to work on my davening these days. I want to move on to a third topic, a third piece of the davening. Maybe, perhaps, be able to share with you an appreciation. In the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we insert a number of paragraphs. The Sephardi inserts more, Ashkenaz less, but everyone inserts we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are we davening for? HaMelech HaKadosh V'Gilui Malchusai. So we say three Uvecheins. Uvechein Tein Pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu HaKol Ma'asecha Ve'Moscha HaKol Ma'asher Barasa. That there should be a Gilui Malchus Hashem in the whole Bria. And then we say Uvechein Tein Kavod Hashem La'amecha. There should be a Gilui Kvay Malchusai to Klal Yisrael. And then we say, V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. There should be a gilui kvaidai to tzadikim. There's a problem. The Seder HaTfilah is not the way it should be. When we ask bakashis, we ask from less to more. You ask for some, you ask for less, you ask for more. You don't ask for more and then less. If you ask for gilui kvaidai on the whole world, and then you ask for gilui kvaidai on Klal Yisrael, and then a gilui kvaidai machusai to tzadikim, the order seems to be Shleikaseid. I'd like to tell you what I've been thinking these last couple of weeks. It might fit in well, and certainly if you have the same hergish that I do, it'll make this little bit of davening much more meaningful in Tavshin Ayin Beis. The Umas HaElam are worried about Klal Yisrael. The nations of the world get up in the United Nations and vote that they're Sinei Yisrael. Rav Palm said, Meiridik, he said, Mashiach's going to come and we're going to be done, the Rosh Hashanah has to be done to Umas HaElam. There are nations, Peru, Uruguay, Paraguay, all these cities, all these countries that are like extra Avarim in the world. In the south, in the southern Africa, there are countries, Ghana, and all these countries. They're going to come. The Mashiach will come. No, how are they going to be judged? Klapi Klal Yisrael. They barely saw a Yid. They barely had a Yid. So Rafam says, the Rabbi Shalom set up the United Nations. You can vote. You count yourself from Sinai Yisrael, or you count yourself not from Sinai Yisrael. So they get up and they vote. They're all Sinai Yisrael. All of them. One after the other. They're not the Sukkot what to be. They mashtim themselves as Sinai Yisrael. If you have to realize the plea that in the world of so many people, they're busy with the Yidden. How many Jews are there in the whole world? Honest. They say this many million, that many million. You and I know. How many Jews are there that know they're Jews? It's, you know, it's a big family. You meet a Yid. I sit on the plane next to a Yid. I talk to him for 5 minutes. I find out that either we're related or we went to the same camp together, or it was related to my neighbor. It's one big mishpacha. The whole world had nothing better to do than to worry about Klal Yisrael. And what are they doing? Why did the Rabbanu Shalom set up? Whatever the Rabbanu Shalom created, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilu. Rabbanu Shalom set up an Elul where the whole world got together and decided that Klal Yisrael is a problem, that B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is a problem. They decided that the Palestinians have to be helped. There's a lack of refugees in the world. In 1945, there were more Jewish refugees in the world who are familyless, homeless, than there were Palestinian refugees in 48. Yidden picked themselves up and made something. The Palestinians are still where they are because they have 400 or 500 million Muslims. Let them all disappear. And nobody helps them. You know, they each give them a dime. You know, they'd be able to take care of themselves. If the world, it makes no sense. The whole world is oimid kenegat Klal Yisrael. The whole world had nothing to do just to be misnagat to Klal Yisrael. And everyone knows that America, lulei the politics of the time, you know, Chalila would be also in that camp. What's the message? We daven for Giloi Kvaid Malchusai. What does that mean? What does it mean we daven for Giloi Malchusai? It means that just like once upon a time there was a Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, for idol worship, and it disappeared. The Yetzirah for idol worship went away, and suddenly, with nothing, the idols are thrown in the garbage. Today, there's a Yetzirah, no Mesa'ilam, for Sinas Yisrael. That's my Gayim. That's the Yetzirah. That's the Nesayin in this world. To be the Nesayin of Yisrael. Giloi Kvayd Malchusai means the day will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal Malchusai. It will be understood Sholei Asanu Kegayi HaRatzai, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. And the Mesa'ilam will see. They'll see not only that Yisrael is an Aman Yifcha, but the absurdity of all of the bizarre things that are taking place in what they call the United Nations. It's bizarre, it's strange, it's weird. But it's for us, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam. It's for us to yearn for Kvayd Malchusai. The Seder Hadvarim in Shmeina Esrei doesn't make sense only if you think that when there'll be Kvayda, Gilui Kvayda on Klal Yisrael, it'll be a private affair. Or Gilui Kvayda on Tzadikim, it'll be a private affair. It's not a private affair. The whole world tumbles over this. The whole world is tumbling. So we dive into the Chayn Tein Pachtecha Al-Kol Ma'asecha. Dev Asa Al-Kol Ma'asecha Barasa. Let there be a Gilui Kvayd Malchusai. Let there be an understanding of the Shalei Asanu Kegayi HaRatzai to the whole Bria. And the Bria should see that the Sinas Yisrael comes kulai from the Makar of Esav Yishmael. And then we daven over Chayin Ten Kovid Hashem La'amecha. We daven let Klal Yisrael have this uplifted Kovid, a Kovid of everything that's good, of Taiv. It's not less. It's not private for Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is Makir Kvayd Malchusai, that's a Gimli Kvayd Shemayim to the whole Bria. And we know, unfortunately, that even in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, there are many, and they're not few, many, many Jews who themselves deny the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. There'll come a day when it'll be realized not only the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, and not only Kvayd Klal Yisrael, but that the whole world is centered around Meir Sharim and Bnei Brak and Panovich and Mir and Brisk and all the yeshivas of all the different sugim of Klal Yisrael. That's the center of the Bria. We're asking for more and more as it goes on. And the more we read and we worry about what's going on in the world, Klape Klal Yisrael, the more we're concerned about it, the more we should cry out, pastacha al kol maasecho, v'chein ten kovet Hashem l'amecho, v'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu, in Eretz Yisrael, those yidden who nebuch are all blinded by what they read from all the umis ha'olam, that they should see that the center of the world is over there in Chaim Knievsky in the Letterman Shul. The center of the world is where Rabbi Yashiv sits and tries to hide from everybody. The center of the world are the yeshivas, the maestais. We should yearn for it more than ever before. This is what the Bari Elam is putting in front of us, this whole level. So these are the three nekudas of davening that I personally want this year to have special meaning. You have to have something. You can't take the mazler and everything is the same. It doesn't work. There has to be a focus. And these are three nekudas that I'm hoping will mean a lot to me in the coming year. 100-120 years ago, at the end of the 1800s, there was a yid in Russia. His name was Vysotsky, Vysotsky T. Vysotsky T has become a staple of the Shleach Manis in Brooklyn. I don't know over here if you say so. Comes in fancy boxes, so suddenly it's right from Shleach Manis. I want to tell you the story of Mr. Vysotsky. Mr. Vysotsky had an import company in Russia. He was a very wealthy man. The Netziv at that time was very involved in Eretz Yisrael. The Chayiv Beit Zion started out, when they tell you that the Yenna started Zionism in at a Congress in 1897, you should know there were Chayiv Beit Zion before. The Netziv, the Beis Halevi, till they pulled out, or the Yashvei Reish, until they saw what was happening and had to pull out. The Netziv went over to Mr. Vysotsky. He told him, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Parnassa. There was no Parnassa. Open up a Vysotsky tea company in Eretz Yisrael. So Mr. Vysotsky said to him, Eretz Yisrael, tea, it's 100 degrees. Eretz Yisrael is run by the Turks. The Turks sit a whole day and smoke hashish. They don't drink tea. Why are you going to make a tea company in Eretz Yisrael? And the Tziv told him, it's a mitzvah, do it. So without any thoughts of profit, in Tziva Kehesen, Mr. Vysotsky opened up a tea company in Eretz Yisrael, Vysotsky Tea. Years passed, and there was a revolution in Russia. When the communists came, they nationalized everything. Nobody owned anything anymore. And whoever did own was killed, because if you kill somebody, you can't complain. The Vysotsky family got out with their underwear. They got out with nothing. They were penniless. They owned still one company, Vysotsky Tea Company in Eretz Yisrael. And the Bari Elam made that the Turks were thrown out, the British came in, you know, the British have nothing better to do than to drink tea. And suddenly it became a big company. And that's what they had left. Whatever's happening in the world, bet your money on Eretz Yisrael. Put your thoughts, your machshavas, to Eretz Yisrael. America, I don't know what's going to be in America. We see the Bari Elam is chasing Yidden from all these countries to Eretz Yisrael, slowly, slowly. From this country, from that country, now the French are coming to Eretz Yisrael. No, never said French. And, no, but the Yidden, they come to Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's coming to Eretz Yisrael. You should notice in davening Yavim Neiron, it's a plea if you notice, the word Tzion in Yerushalayim appears so frequently in the davening. Much more than the word Parnassa or the word Refuah Shleima, what everyone thinks about. Our thoughts should be Laman Tzion Le'echsha. Benching, there are four brachas in benching. Two of the brachas, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz and Yerushalayim. Our thoughts should be with Eretz Yisrael. Our tefillah should be with Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael we want, the Eretz Yisrael of Kedusha, the Eretz Yisrael that recognizes Shalai Yosanu Kagai Aratzai, it's not an Eretz Yisrael. Nebuch in Eretz Yisrael, they advertise, I don't know if you're in Eretz Yisrael, everything they advertise, they want should be like in America. Like in America. R.C. Cola had on its label,
not this summer, a couple of summers ago, R.C. Kola said, HaKola Shehirchish LaAmerika Es HaRosh. The Kola that Americans were shaking their heads to. He didn't say they went this way or that way, but everything like America, Nebuch, it's sad. A pride is Shalaya Sanaka Gaya Ratzeis, Velay Samanak Shushtais Adam. I hope we should be Zaycha Atfilis these days. I saw Pliya, and they put out from Shlomo Zalman's writing, Shalmi Mayer, a beautiful collection. It says there, his Talmidim asked him where to put personal bakashas in Shemini Esrei and Rosh Hashanah. Where do you put in personal bakashas? Or do you? So they write there that he told them, if you want, you could put a personal bakasha in Lakai Nitzar. After Yul HaRasi and Refi, you could add personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah. And then he said, if you listen to my Eitzah, you'll daven just for Klal Yisrael. That's what it says there. He said, you could add personal bakashas, you'll add your personal bakashas. Listen to my Eitzah, b'techami anechi yeshevis, you daven for Klal Yisrael. Daven for Klal Yisrael. Let's hope we should be zeicha. If only we'd really appreciate so many of these yetzaharis in the veld, they should be disgusting to us. Would be that way. We should be zeicha mitzvah Hashem. I thank you all for staying, especially so late. Hakadosh Baruch Hu give us the schus. Our davening should be a meaningful davening. We should be uplifted. Klal Yisrael should be uplifted. And most important, there should be a haramas, karen, hatayr, and the veld. A good gebenshtir.